Paul Mullough, I'm sure you're delighted after that. What a game.
Very, 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 very happy, Dermot. Brilliant performance. Like 7 points down at half time, and to come out on the right side of a 1 point victory, you know, you could be nothing else but happy. But it's the players there that they have to take the credit. Like, the, you know, first half probably weren't performing, and we told them, like, you know, it was all about the performance. We don't care if we win or lose in these competitions from here on in, but we're looking for the performance.
Yeah.
You know, and they weren't performing in the first half. Yeah. And they knew that themselves in the changing room at half time, and collectively they said they were going to empty the tank in the second half, and that's what they went out and done. And in fairness, it was enough to get them over the line. You know, it's, we decided that we were going to, we changed our midfield a bit at half time. We brought Brendan O'Brien on. Brendan's powerful physical man as well, similar to Darren McBurdy, like, you know, so it was kind of two similar players, like, you know, replacing like for like, you know. And it's the same as the county final. Not everybody's going to play well every day they go out, but you're hoping that, you know, that the players who bring a come in to replace the players do give you the performance. In fairness to Connor Walker came in early in the first half, because we were having problems with Connor McAnally, and we decided to rejig things a little bit, and we decided to put Liam McAlary into cornerback, which changed their system a little bit, and that probably affected our game to a certain degree as well for a while. But we have great faith in them, and we know that whenever they get the system playing that we want them to play, that they can take the game to anybody, like, you know. And that's what they've done in the second half. I think they outscored them there in the second half. Was it 1-9 to 4 points?
Yeah, 1-10 to 4 points, something like that. There's so many moments in that game, talking points and significant moments. You know, the black card, their goal in the first half. There was a great tackle from Niall Diver to block a goal,
even
a goal before that chance. But the big moment for Gales in that second half was the goal, no doubt about it. Ronan framed it ever so well, released Brendan O'Brien, and he kept his nerve to finish so, so well.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, you know, Brendan hasn't played an awful lot of senior team football this year. Between commitments and one thing and another, he hasn't been able to just give the level that's required. But once the reserves is over, we'd asked him, like, you know, will he stay on board with us? And he's been training really, really well. And, you know, that's the catalyst to big performances, coming out in the training ground and showing that you're at the level. Because, like, he's out there competing against the likes of Paddy Doherty, you know, Brian Diver, Jeremy Cahill, Ronan Frayne, Connor McBurdy, Darren McBurdy, all these big players, like, you know. And he's going in there and he's not looking out of place. And, like, Brendan's an experienced player. He's played with the club now for 10 or 12 years. And then you have to think back, he played with Emmyville as well. And Emmyville went on to win an Ulster club title. And, you know, he's very gracious today to us as well, because on the way up the road, Brendan organised the food in Emmyville. So we stopped in Emmyville's GAA pitch today and got our food. And it was Brendan organised all that. So it was fitting maybe that he did come on at half time and he made a big contribution, because he's made a contribution all day to this journey all day. And as you say, like, Ronan's just, you know, Ronan's on a different level. Like, you know, like we said to Ronan before today's game, like, he got man of the match in the final and he got man of the match in the semi-final. As we said to him, like, you know, we don't expect you to be man of the match today. We don't expect, and we told the players that, we don't expect Ronan to be man of the match every day he goes out, because somebody else has to stand up and take the mantle, like, you know. And today, like, you know, I thought in the second half that Jeremy Cahill was immense, and I think it was very obvious, like, you know, even from the way they started trying to take him out of the game at the end by foul means and maybe unfair, if you want to say it, but they seemed to target Jeremy, because he's running, they couldn't live with his running power, like, you know. And likewise with Ronan, Ronan's pulled down a few times as well, and Brian Diver, you know, was what he got was like, those boys are all, they're all speed merchants, like, you know. And then when they get going, you know, in open spaces, they can eat up the grass very quick. And Ronan laid it after Brendan's, well, as I say, the experience told.
It showed. Well, tell me, 113-112 was the final score, Paul, and I'm sure you'd want to mention the big support that was up here today. It just added to the occasion, didn't it?
It did, yeah. And it really, you really hear the support there whenever we come back out after half time. Saying that to them in the change rooms, like, you know, there's a lot of people up in the stands there, you know, they're looking at you and they're probably saying, like, you know, these aren't performing, these aren't giving us what we come here to see, like, you know. And we told them, like, you know, they go out and think about the supporters and think about the effort that they've made to be here today. And there was a big squad of them, like, you know, up, and there was buses run up here today, and the club has been very, very supportive all through, like, you know. But this is a journey now that the supporters have another day out, like, you know. And some of them are saying, like, you know, and trying not to be giving us heart attacks going so far behind, but I don't mind going 6 points behind as long as we come out on the right side of the result, you know. But it would be nice even for us in the line if everything went according to plan from the very first minute. But that's not the way football is. Football's a game of kind of it develops as it goes. You cannot program players for every eventuality that's going to happen throughout 60 minutes. The things are going to have to be adapted, overcome, and players have got to see danger and react to it, you know, as they're out in the pitch. And in fairness, we try to get that point across to our boys. It's not about getting the jersey, being on the pitch. It's about getting the jersey, being on the pitch, and making a contribution. And in fairness, the second half today, there were some massive contributions. Again, Shea had already come up today in the second half. Don't think he touched the ball in the first half. Turns around and scores three massive points.
That's right.
And his involvement in the overall game in the second half was way, way above where it was in the first half. We're very proud of them. There's no two ways about it. And the great thing about it is when their family and friends are leaving here today, they're very proud of them as well, because not only do they play football in the proper manner, they conduct themselves in the proper manner out in the pitch. And I might have had a booking or whatever there today, I'm not sure, but it's not like we're going out and looking for bookings. We go out and we try and play football, we try and go man to man with people, and we try and play them, and if they're better than us, they're better than us. And if they're not, then we can't do nothing about that. But it's we've been lucky. It's been a good journey so far, Jeremy.
Good stuff, and been very enjoyable, Paul. Well done today. Another great day for the club.
Another great day, yes. And what I can know is, as I say, the journey lasts another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we've played Stewartstown before, so we know what we're going up against. And Stewartstown are a good side. They're Tyrone champions. And any team that comes out of Tyrone as junior champions, are always going to be strong. And they have probably a better tradition and Ulster club than maybe Donegal teams. If you go back over the history of it, a few of them have got to All Ireland. And Stewartstown actually got to their own All Ireland, I think it was in 2004, when the last two, I think, was Finogue of Kerry. And that Finogue team included the likes of, I think it was Paul Galvin, Eamon Fitzmaurice might have been on it. There was Philip Breen was in the Kerry team, and Stewartstown went up and competed with them. And there's one or two of those Stewartstown boys still about. So, they're a good side.
They're a good side. It's one to look forward to. But listen, enjoy today and thanks for everything.